Hey, Brooksy.
I'm Brooks. That's John.
Hi.
And yep. Back by popular demand.
Yep, the fans demanded it.
Hello, hello. It's Dave.
It's me.
Hi. Actually, my wife suggested this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She very much enjoyed your
episode. She's got my back. I appreciate
that. She's in your corner.
Yeah.
She's always rooted for you.
I appreciate that. I just need her to find just someone as fantastic as her.
Yeah, someday.
Yeah,
you'll find it.
John dies.
Your backup husband, I think,
in the will, right?
It's in my will.
Put the future husband in the will. I mean, I have a guy.
Do you have stipulations on who gets to take your place?
Yeah, Sean Connery. He's still.
I don't.
Didn't he die?
I think he died recently.
Oh fuck! I gotta update. My
shit!
Oh man. I was thinking
maybe pick a younger actor.
I don't want him to get an erection though.
The point is, you want a completely flaccid old man for your wife.
Or like a eunuch.
Mm. Okay.
Is there any famous eunuchs out there with money that could take care of my family?
Famous eunuchs?
Maybe a castrati?
Maybe a...
You know what those are?
Notorious eunuch. What?
A castrati?
No? A castrated person?
Yeah. The Catholic Church back in the day would cut the nuts off little boys that were in the choirs to keep their beautiful, pristine soprano voices.
I didn't know that's what that was called. I knew that was a thing.
Yeah.
It was my grandfather told me, of course, like there's a boys choir listening and he goes, you know, back in the day, if you were a good singer,
cut your balls off. Yeah, we'd hold you down, chop them off.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
And that's why I never got very good at singing, because I was scared.
You actually have the voice of an angel. You hit it that
I
whole
used
time.
To.
He's got a voice of an angel, but even more magnificent balls. So,
yeah. Really, the world is better off with your balls in this world.
And we're back to it, guys.
Sorry.
So
something about David brings out the ball talk.
Dave's mom, we were just talking about this before. Your mom didn't get to listen last episode.
No, I had to put the kibosh on that one. But I look forward to the day where we can piece together enough segments that maybe
material.
We can edit it and just have like a Nancy version.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Or like on a Mother's Day, you guys doing a clean show.
We had Brooks' mother on at one point.
We did.
For your birthday. 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
That's one.
And we were clean the whole time.
It was back when I tried to be more of a host to a show with questions and whatnot.
Mm.
And I gave up on that because it didn't work out well.
Yeah.
And I was interrupting my mom. Well, I should have my mom back on.
Well, your birthday's
coming
up.
Well, your craft is only getting better and better, so...
We're finally figuring it out.
Yeah.
It just took, you know...
3 years.
Almost 3 years coming up here.
Pretty soon.
Well, there is that desire to show people that you've improved. Like, people that have hired me years ago...
Right.
To do a job.
To say,
like, when they call me
wall.
Back, I'm like, no, it's got to be good this time. You thought last time was good? Wait till you see what
it's
I can do
better.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah, you're ripping out your old work from, like, 6 years ago.
There is one job that haunts me. Like, that is the worst job I've ever done, and it's a fence, so you can just see it driving by. And the people I did the job for still own the triplex, and every once in a while, they call for a favor, me go over there and look at something, and I see that fence, and I'm like, oh, my gosh.
What's wrong with it?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
It's bad.
Anytime he goes over to your house, he sees your fence out in front.
That fence is good.
Yeah,
that's a good shape.
You were worked on that, too. Yeah. You can't pin that all on me.
Actually, that was a lot of me and you.
Yeah, the reason mostly you guys.
The reason it's not square to the garage is because of you and I, because we don't know how to do math.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, yeah, it's 17 feet or whatever.
Looks good.
It's overrated.
So one angle of it's crooked, but that's all right. But speaking of fence, my wife and I were talking about some insurance fraud today.
Yeah.
Let's put this out there in the air, on the air. We had this big snowstorm and our neighbor's fence has always been kind of shitty. And we're like, should we try to blame the snowstorm or the fence on the snowstorm? But I don't know. I don't think so.
Go down?
It did strike a barrier.
What
treated?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
It smashed another fence. No, like a different fence.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
So, Tanya actually called the insurance people today, the homeowner's insurance.
Wait, what happened? I don't know.
No, nothing. We just have a shitty fence. We're trying to get it fixed for free.
I thought
that's why it's insurance fraud.
He did have a big old dent in his railing, though. Like, he did have a big branch come down on the railing.
A different fence got dented.
Okay.
But I don't care about The fence is fine.
Yeah, it's standing.
But the insurance woman told her that a claims adjuster will come out and they have you have to be able to prove that the weather knocked the fence over. So my guess is he's going to come out and look at all the rotten old wood and be like, no, this wasn't from that snowstorm.
The snow rotted all those 4x4s down close to the ground.
You know, a lot of times all it takes is that windstorm and it takes all 100 feet of the fence down.
Right,
whatever
but,
it is. Yeah.
You know, I
can
imagine.
You prove it in this case? Who knows?
I don't know. I could go out and push it over. Yeah. And they'll be like, yeah, it's because these fucking 2x4s or 4x4s are rotten.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's rotten, man. If the weather takes it down, it takes it down.
You could have got a good...
It doesn't matter what kind of condition.
All right. You know what? I think I will commit insurance fraud. Thanks, Dave.
It's not insurance fraud.
No, if the... I mean...
No, yeah. They didn't... These shitty fences didn't fall down. But I want to
you
pretend
don't,
they fell
let's
down.
Paint the picture.
Tanya didn't give her name and, like, number when she called.
No,
did
of course
she?
Not.
Okay. If...
A friend I know...
If something were to have happened to my fence...
Yeah. But anyway, I was trying to steer the conversation to the snowstorm.
We're going live here, guys. It's Friday. This episode's coming out tomorrow. We usually record 6 days in advance.
Don't give out the secrets.
No, but the snowstorm. John was too much of a pussy to drive over here.
This is true.
On black ice.
Yep.
In his two-wheel drive car.
It was like drifts of snow about 2 feet thick. I couldn't have, I mean, maybe I could have got here, but I would have been stuck
stayed
like
here.
10. Yeah, I might have stayed here. So I didn't want to risk it.
Just
I'm
leave
a
the wife home with the three kids. That's fine.
I'll get back to them later.
It's a podcast.
It's important.
There will be a lot of fences. I mean, we have a job we're working right now. We haven't been back since Thursday because they've been without power since Thursday.
Oh, okay.
It's been a full week without power. And this is in Milwaukee. They're not even out in the boonies.
That's strange to me. That sucks.
Yeah.
Because you got no internet.
Yeah, they have. He's been over.
How are you going to jerk off? I don't know. Well, I guess you have cell data.
Yeah, he's been coming over to my house to charge stuff.
Oh no!
And work during the day. So
he's
rather
like,
than me going
some
to his
videos
house,
for later,
hey, I would encourage it. Whatever they need,
anything to get through these trying times.
Yeah, no, it's
like half my route had no power. They've been out without. Like people were just slowly getting it back over the last week. People been without for since last Thursday.
Yeah,
and. Yeah, apartment buildings, four stories. I'm walking in the dark with the light on my phone up the stairs and delivering stuff for them.
Were there days you guys canceled? Like, does UPS come out and say, nope, no deliveries today?
We did that once a few years ago, and it was like the only time.
Mm-hmm.
But I went in on Monday, and I couldn't go on to the side streets. Like, I went on to one side street and just immediately had no traction. And I'm, like, going towards a car.
Sideways, yeah.
Even with chains. Because the chains go, it's got dualies, and the chains are on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So it just sits on that ice and just spins and does nothing. So I just delivered all the main streets. They were mostly clear.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Is that up to your discretion as a driver? You go, it's not safe to do this one? Okay.
So people just didn't get their stuff until it melted.
So, okay.
They don't want me hitting anything.
That's a way bigger problem.
Let's back it up. Today's Friday. Last Thursday, it started snowing in Portland. And all the weather reports were like, it's going to be a bunch of snow. And they weren't lying.
Mm-mm.
And we had like super cold weather. I know it was way worse in other places in the country, but I don't care about those people
because
I don't live there and they can go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
You mean in the other countries of the American Union?
Yeah, the American countries. Yeah, all those other countries like the Texas country.
The country of Texas and Oklahoma. Yep.
Yeah. And so we got a bunch of snow and a bunch of freezing rain over the weekend, basically. And it was just a shit show. And it's just now.
Yeah.
Melted enough that people can get around.
Well, the entire southeast portion of Portland was hit with all ice. They barely got, I mean, they got snow, but it was ice, and that ice, I guess it built up to like an inch and a half and just destroyed power.
That's common in Oregon. We get a lot of freezing rain, not so much snow.
Yeah.
And freezing rain's no fun for anybody.
No, snow's fine. I'll move around in snow all day. Right. As soon as it starts freezing, it's like, well...
What a nightmare.
You just look like an idiot.
But yeah, and it was like 20 degrees for a couple days.
And just rainy nonstop.
Yeah.
But John, I thought it was because of these damn Oregon drivers don't know how to drive in the snow.
That's also true.
I mean, we
don't. That's also true.
What?
That's also true.
I sing that all the time. No one gets that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tenacious D.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Oh, that's a good one. Tenacious D, you listen. Yeah, anyway.
You should listen to me. You should listen to that whole album. That first one's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, all of them are good.
I think it was verified by all the Colorado drivers out here finally confirming what we've been saying all along, is we have hills and our snow is different. It's wet and slick up.
Yeah. We get a lot of ice.
Yeah. It's just different.
Yeah. And no one has chains or studs or all wheel drive.
No. I got mountains on my tires, man.
Yeah. You got your big old truck. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
But my wimpy little sedan, I was not going anywhere. I know better. And I still have PTSD from, 4 years ago when it took me like 7 hours to get home. So whenever I see a little bit of white at work, I'm like, I'm fucking out of here. Bye. And I just bail.
I'll see you when this is gone.
Yeah. No, exactly. I don't want to play that game anymore.
I think that had a lot of people scared because no one was out Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, everyone just stayed home starting Thursday.
I had some like really important work to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like sitting at my computer doing my work and I'm looking over the window like every 40 seconds. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
As soon as I see a white flake, I'm fucking gone.
Yeah.
And it worked out. I got home right before it hit.
Did you take your kids sledding?
No.
Anything? Did you do anything with your kids?
We don't have any sleds because I'm a bad parent.
Sleds.
And my kids are big cold wimps. So we went outside in the yard and we were playing for a minute. And they're like, nah, let's go back inside. I was like, okay, cool. Because I don't know if you get it here. I'm a little further east than you and we get a lot of wind from the gorge.
Mm.
And it was just blowing ice into your face. It was pretty miserable to be outside.
It wasn't bad here. I think Jamie's farting upstairs.
I hope the recording picked that up.
I didn't leave my house for 3 days. I didn't see a need. I mean, I could.
You
could have, but
you didn't find the biggest hill.
I'm on a hill. No, we I did some sledding. Yeah,
okay.
My brothers were coming over to my place because we still had power. So one brother and his two nieces or my two nieces came over and I did some sledding with them.
That's cool. That's fun.
So that was fun. And then I stopped by my sister's house to see my nephews and threw some snow around with them. And,
nice. Yeah, we went to the park Monday and we were throwing snowballs at each other. That was
It was. It was overall pretty wet, icy, and miserable.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm happy it's gone.
Yeah, I was thinking about that very same thing. Like, I'm kind of sick because there's still, like, you know, snow drifts all over my streets. You know, we got about a foot of snow. It piled up really big. Can you imagine if it was like we just get rid of it and then it hits again? Like, we lived in one of those places that got snow all the time.
No, thank you.
No, I'm good, right?
No. What a nightmare.
I think I love when we get snow here. But I think it's because it's a treat.
And it's a special thing.
It's not a treat always, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. When I was, I lived in France for a year. And as I talk about all the fucking time, shut up about it.
That 1 year of France is like 90% of your life.
It was a big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal. It snowed there and that's not unusual.
Mm-hmm.
So it snowed a couple inches and my Oregonian brain goes, well, fuck it. Shut everything down. And they're like, no, we go to work and everything's the same. I was like, what? I don't like this. Yeah, and it snowed for like a month, and there was snow on the ground every day.
Yeah.
I was like, this is less fun. I like it more.
Just the loss of parking is something you kind of forget about. But
yeah.
Yeah, right? Like, because that's where they have to pile the snow, is in flat spots where you normally park. So
that was the problem, that once the main roads were clear, like in my UPS truck, then I had no place to pull over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was just driving around, killing time for whatever, 8 hours that one day. Because it was like, all the main streets were clear, and I would deliver them. And I was just like driving around. I couldn't stop because I'd be driving up on drifts and just getting...
Like you couldn't take a break or lunch.
I found one spot, and I would just like drive a half mile away, do something, and then come back to that one spot and like hang out there for a bit, take my break or whatever.
Or like reorganize your truck or something. Well, you don't give a shit and you'll just stop in the middle of the street and block traffic, right?
No, I
you're
give
like,
a shit.
Really?
I'm a UPS driver.
Well, dude, the bar is set pretty low. I don't think you need to, judging by Amazon. And then single like rented truck that is contracting to Amazon.
Oh,
and
yeah, they're the worst.
FedEx, like those guys will stop at the drop of a hat in the middle of the street. They do not care. They're like, this is where we're going.
And they just nose into like spaces and do their backing when they get back. Uh-huh. Jeez. Yeah.
Disrespectful.
I've been trained so well.
Have some pride in your work.
Have some pride.
Yeah.
You're supposed to back first, get out, and then when you come back to your truck, you just drive away without having to worry about
it. See, that's the better way to do it.
Wow. You really spit knowledge for us. Thanks, Brooks.
It's beaten into me.
How many deliveries do you have in a day?
Average like 160.
What did you used to have pre-pandemic?
Pre-pandemic, 140.
Okay.
But then, but this is after pandemic and I got tired and started complaining about my work. So I'm back down to 160, but I was up at like 220 for 8 months.
That's because you have a tight route though, right?
Yeah.
If you don't have a tight route, that number would be lower.
Yeah,
like tight meaning a lot
country,
of deliveries.
If it was out in the country, it'd be like, I don't know, 70.
Okay.
Does that affect your performance as a driver? Or they factored in?
That's their numbers.
Okay. Do they show you those numbers or?
Sometimes they point at them and say, Brooks, what's the deal? Why did it take you 3 hours longer than our computer says it should? I'm like, I don't know.
Computer's stupid.
It did what it did, man. Right. I don't know what to tell you.
I have reasons.
People are struggling out there today. No one was driving anywhere.
You're like, hey, it was snow madness.
Snow madness.
Yeah.
But man, my kids, Daniel loves sledding. There's a park like right up, whatever, across the street from the school.
Point for all the people listening.
There's a sweet park that's like got a valley in the middle. So it's got hills going two sides into the middle.
Yeah.
And we were just sledding there for like over the 3 day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We got
like
in
every like, day?
Every day. Jackson was done with it after the first day. He's like, yeah, I sledded yesterday. But
I sled in Minecraft. I don't need to sled in real life.
And we're just having so much fun. I'm keeping up with my little boy.
Yeah.
Sledding with him.
And you were there like
I was there going for it.
Okay.
And you got to love that. That's a good workout for the kid too.
Yeah.
Oh, he sleeps like a log.
Yeah. Yep.
You're like, keep running up that hill, little man.
But I don't have to worry about them, you know, there's probably 80 people in this park just sledding down this hill. Before it would be like me keeping an eye to make sure they don't get ran over by another sledder.
Mm.
And now I'm just like, well, they'll figure it out. Jump out of the way, whatever.
Yeah. And he's big enough now. You're like, eh.
He'll get, if he dies, he dies.
No, I mean, he won't get that hurt if someone clobbers him.
But my nephew,
or if he dies,
stick out the forearm, man.
Who's gonna knock over Daniel, man?
My nephew Hugo met us at the park and did some sledding, and he is only
much younger.
Age. He's turning. He's 3.5.
What's his name?
He's 4. Hugo.
You know? You sure?
He's 3. He's okay. three and a half.
Brooks doesn't know the names of kids.
Is Hugo short for something?
Yeah, Huguenot.
Hugo.
Hugh Gofferson.
But he walks up and then shoots down the valley perpendicular to all the sleds coming through.
So he
just shoots right in between all these. Yeah.
Just running the gauntlet, man.
Yeah. Right? Is that park?
Hugo don't care, man.
He doesn't give a shit.
They have movies in the park there?
Yep.
I've been to that park. I know what hill you're talking about.
Because you can sit up on
the
hills.
It's up over here.
Yeah.
Right. Over there.
Oh, yeah. Over there.
Yeah.
Over there or over there?
It's over there.
It's okay. Over there.
Gotcha. This one.
Yonder.
Yeah.
Yonder. That's cool. Yeah. We have a decent hill right outside our house.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got kind of like a blind. It's a street, you know? It's got kind of a blind curve on the top, and it makes me really nervous to sled on it because there'll be some yahoo driving out of control and just crush us all.
Yeah.
I'm not terribly excited about sledding.
There's an apartment on my route that's got a steep driveway going up to it to a busy street, and there I usually drive up in there, but it was all snowy, so I stopped at the bottom, and there's kids sledding down the driveway towards the busy street.
Right, yeah.
And like a parent, and they're just getting to the bottom and then ditching off, like,
oh my gosh,
like ditching off the sled as they're crossing.
The sled goes into traffic.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Makes me nervous just
and there's
that,
like
man.
A parent there And I say to the kids,
"You mean a dad, right?" That's no, for sure. It was a mom.
It was a mom. She wasn't from this country. I don't know if she knew any better.
Oh, okay.
But I would hope people don't know to get ran over by cars.
Yeah,
that can't right. stop because there's snow.
She
on
She comes
the
from
ground.
A country that doesn't have cars. She doesn't. She can't maybe tell what they are. These big iron dragons.
But I'm. Me. But I'm. Walking back to my truck, and I'm like, "Hey, don't go down the sled. I don't want to see anybody hit by a car right now."
Right.
And he goes, "Ha ha! Challenge accepted." And I was like, "No, no, let me leave. And I don't care. I just don't want to see you get fucking ran over right in front of my truck.
For my mental health, guys, I can't handle that.
Let
so
me go first.
I'll have to call somebody.
Dial someone else's time. Yeah, please.
Well, that's very considerate of you. You're looking out. Good looking out.
Looking out. I got to look out for myself.
I mean, you can't really tell people to not do really stupid things, but you can kindly suggest, like you're saying. Like,
don't do it in front of me.
I don't want to see you die. Yeah.
Careful. If I hear about it later, I won't be upset. But if I watch it right now,
I think that would still shake you up.
Yeah, that'd be fucked up. Yeah. Did you hear about that guy?
Who like in a newspaper, you'd be like, "Oh no, I got to stop that. What if I just would have stayed longer? What if I would explain to her what cars are?"
But I don't know her crazy language. It would have been impossible. I read about a guy who drove off the Glen Jackson Bridge. Did you hear that in the news?
Oh my gosh. That was there was a lot of speculation whether it was the guy.
They figured out. Yeah. Yeah. It was that guy they thought it was.
Oh man.
Just some guy hit a patch of ice wrong, went boop off the river or off the bridge into the river.
Man,
and that's just it, man. You know,
which one's the Glen Jackson?
That's the 205 bridge.
There's all these names for highways and bridges.
The Banfield.
And I know what the name. I know the names, and I know that there's something. They mean something, but I've never put what they are.
As a lifelong Portland native, you still have no idea where.
Why
you
would I?
You had to learn that. We had to learn that in about fifth grade or so. All the bridges.
Yeah, I don't remember taking a quiz. It was just.
We had common learned. Knowledge. Yeah, it was a quiz. Simple. We had to learn. To learn. Maybe it was even younger. Maybe it was back in.
Yeah.
I'm putting this on one of the Dunaway things that something. I don't ever need to learn.
Do you know the names of all the bridges?
Do you know which one the Markham is?
Is that the big white one?
Boy, it's that's the Fremont. That's Fremont.
Oh, shit.
Tell me. All right. Starting from the north with, I'll give this one to you, the St. John's Bridge.
Okay, we got St. John's.
Which is the prettiest bridge.
Yeah, the best
probably.
One. Yeah,
that was made. Sure. It's the St. John's Bridge is the one, they made that one before the Golden Gate Bridge.
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
It was a trial run.
Yes.
And then we got some steel bridge.
Yeah.
And then we got Morrison.
The steel, Broadway, then steel?
You got Burnside, then Morrison, and then
Hawthorne.
And then
Powell. Powell goes over what?
Swan Island.
Nope.
Ross Island.
There you go.
There it is.
And then you go further south. Bonus points.
205?
No. Oh, the Selwood Bridge.
Oh, Selwood Bridge.
Yeah. There you go. You did it.
We got it.
There's also a train bridge in there that doesn't have a name.
Tillicum.
Oh, right. Yeah, the new one.
Tillicum Crossing.
Portland is known as the Bridge City.
Is that right?
Did you know they used to have like...
Bridgerton. That's what that
Bridgerton.
Netflix show is about?
Yeah.
It's about Portland?
It's Portland.
Oh.
And I got to bring this up because my wife tried to talk to you about it before we were recording.
How dare she?
You know there was cops protecting a dumpster because... What was the reason for that? And Joe sent me this link to this. Supervencho sent me a link saying, "What the fuck, cops?" There was cops protecting a dumpster full of food that was
so. Fred Meyer is a grocery store. The power went out. They threw all the food in the dumpster. Portland scroungers showed up,
fucking
to get all that free beef or whatever.
Yeah,
and the cops are like cracking heads or whatever.
I would have. Did they have a problem to start out with, and then the second night they called in?
Well, I hope the person who brought up the story has the details.
Yeah.
I saw the headline, but I didn't dig deep into it.
Yeah, I read the headline.
Oh, so we all got
so you don't know anything
else. Deep dive.
My guess would be there was some sort of problem. Yeah. I mean...
Let's just guess what happened.
Fred Meyer came out.
That's my favorite game.
I did see Fred Meyer did come out and say, "We tried to donate it."
And they couldn't take it.
So we threw it away. I could see it being, if you had a lot of...
Yeah, there's like a mob of people gathered around. Yeah,
especially some of the homeless people that probably, you know, the people that are living
less
outside.
Than cool.
Yeah, it's not super stable.
Yeah, yeah.
My guess. You probably have some problems. But at the same time, if... feels like there could have been a solution to that.
When
like, set up some tables and hand it out.
Hey.
Maybe. Don't let them just grab grunt and growl. Like,
I know there, you know, people point to, oh, if someone gets sick, it's liability on the company. That's not true. That's not a thing.
Okay.
So you can just give food away.
Yeah. I don't know. I honestly, aside from people fighting in a... Dumpster outside of Fred Meyer.
That'd be great to watch.
Aside from that, it seems like a missed opportunity just at face value.
I know at Home Depot, when they throw stuff away, it's in a locked dumpster because people would fish it out and then try to return it.
Oh, yeah.
So, but if it's perishable food, you know, who's going to return salmon fillets?
I didn't know you could return food at all.
I never have.
But you can.
You're like, this banana was
overripe. It's like, I bought a bunch of bananas. I decided I don't want these. Give me back my 19 cents a pound.
Yeah. I suppose some people do that. I've never been that person.
I think you have to be twice our age probably,
okay. All right.
To be returning food.
Where your time is completely worthless.
Yeah. It equals that point on the graph where it intersects with the food return price.
Or it's just something to do.
Yeah.
There's been so many things where I want to return it, something's wrong with it or broken, or and I'm like, bah, not worth my time to get the $4 for this thing.
Well, yeah. What was the last thing you've returned to the store?
To the store or online?
Oh, either.
I don't even like returning online things.
Yeah,
like
so
Amazon.
There's
like
a $25. I kind of think of it in
yeah.
So okay. $25 or more, I make it a priority. I'm like,
see.
David.
Yeah.
$25 is more money than you'd like to admit it is.
Right. Sure.
You will return that. Yeah, so I returned a sweatshirt that I got as a gift for my birthday that didn't fit.
Okay. Yeah.
So I returned that.
That's a good example. Cause...
Yeah. But I have 4 different cell phone holders. In my truck.
But they were $12 on
they
Amazon.
They were between $12 and $20.
Yeah, I get you.
And I haven't returned them. Although I do, shout out to Amazon's return policy, allowing me just to bring it to UPS or Kohl's.
I did that once at Kohl's.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, fantastic. You don't even have to package it back up. You can just hand it. It can be like pouring out of
right.
the box.
Here you go.
And they'll go like, okay, sir, you look, let's help this guy
Here's
out.
A handful of marbles I didn't want. They're like, okay, cool. You know,
here's
the
these
Amazon,
dominoes. Yeah, yeah.
Amazon's a fine company. I really appreciate them.
They're my backup plan.
Really, make the world go round.
Yeah,
I got nothing ill to say about them.
I always tease Brooks. They're going to put him out of business one day.
No, they'll just buy him.
I hope.
You know, yeah, be working for Amazon.
Then you'll make $7 an hour.
You just get checks from a different dude.
Much smaller checks.
I actually have some Bluetooth little earbud things, and something's going wrong with one of them, but it. It's the case that's bad, and it has a 1-year return policy, and I'm went online, set up the return, but I need them. I use them every day.
Oh, okay.
And now I'm like, but if I send them away, then I don't have them. So I'm kind of just dealing with this.
What do you mean? Just buy another pair.
Buy it and then return it.
But they're like $80.
You have $80. Do you need $80? I'll give it to you.
Okay. I'll take
right,
that.
There you go. Problem solved. Oh.
Yeah, just buy the other pair and then use that receipt to return them for cash, the broken pair.
But it's an online thing, so I got to mail them. Oh,
that's why I buy everything
and mail
Amazon.
It? Never mind.
I know I should be like buying local and
well, that
all
Kohl's
that.
Thing is pretty sweet. I bought some shorts for my wife a few years ago, and it was like... medium or whatever size I clicked on them and ordered and they showed up and they were 4X. I was like, oh shit,
wait, could you wear
no oh, they were too big bad. For my fat ass. I was like, okay, this is clearly wrong. And I did the Kohl's thing and I went back to Amazon and actually was like, hey, watch me do this, because I know I didn't fuck up the first time, but
yeah,
I must have 4X. I had her watch me order the same ones again and I got those 4X back. A second time, I returned them, and I was just like,
did
never
you mark
mind.
Them? Is it the same pair?
Yeah, it could have been. I sniffed them.
Yeah. That smells like me.
Yep. That was me. Didn't fit then.
Isn't Amazon like the return thing? Is it just all goes to a warehouse somewhere and nobody even looks at it?
Probably not. It's probably not.
No, they have a whole. Process. That's their separate warehouse where they sell that stuff again. The new but in use condition or new and
oh yeah
yeah. There's a. I'm not explaining it very. Like it's from tab. Amazon. Amazon Warehouse is a seller on Amazon that sells their return stuff.
Oh, interesting.
One, I know this because I bought a tower fan, an oscillating tower fan, uh-huh. And it said, "Oh, Amazon Warehouse." My sister swears by it. She's like, "I always just you always get about 10 extra 10, 20% off, and it just shows up in a box that's opened once."
Oh,
and
I'm
like,
yeah, cool. Who cares? Yeah.
This tower fan showed up, just the tower fan, no base,
no box, just a label on it.
And so I'm at the same thing with you with your your earbuds. I needed a fan to sleep that night. I was waiting for this thing. So I excitedly plug it in, just lean it against the wall.
It's been there ever since?
I don't know who used this before and what their house smelled like, but it smelled like it was blowing like rotten food and stale menthol cigarettes throughout my room. It was the worst. So I had to get on with Amazon and tell them why I wanted to return. They're like, "Well, we don't think smell." I was like, "Yeah, I'm going to send it back. You plug it in. You plug that in and tell me if that doesn't smell like a returnable item."
Wow. They gave you shit for it. That's crazy.
Though only one time. This just one lady in this email back and forth. Okay. She has questions about my ability to determine
maybe your
whether or
personal
not.
Stench
yeah, no,
is
this thing
powerful.
Stinks, lady.
All right.
Yeah, but they sent me another one, and it all worked out. Okay. Good job, Amazon.
Thanks, Amazon. Mm-hmm. Again, let's not besmirch the good name of Amazon.
No, they're listening.
Are they hosting this web or this podcast? Probably.
They probably
host. Yeah, you know, someone's web services. Yeah.
We don't want Bezos coming down. Do you have an Amazon in your house? One of the little Echoes.
Alexis? I refuse to have one of those little dot things.
Yeah, wait for the next generation of those things.
I don't.
Because I have the Google Home, mm-hmm. and it works just enough that I keep it around, but not well enough to ever satisfy me. And I'm just mad at it all the time. It's incredibly frustrating.
When are those going to get good? They're getting there?
Not now. Maybe in 5-10 years?
Yeah.
They're good for like three things, mm-hmm. and everything else is just a frustrating clusterfuck.
It's just not quite recognizing what you're asking it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's still pretty stupid.
Yeah. Need to develop that.
Yeah. Come on,
down that
computer nerds.
Slope of like, how smart do we want stuff?
As smart as possible.
As smart as possible. You're fine with it. You're going to pull that thread.
Yeah. No, I don't care.
Yeah.
They'll never take us over.
No, I just.
We make the electricity, their food, their robot food.
We got some emails, man.
Oh, speaking of electricity, electronic mails. Okay. Electrical mails?
We got an email. If you want to send in an email, basementbuddiespod@gmail.com. And this one is titled Fucking Equinox.
Oh.
It's from Andy.
Oh, about my mom's car. It's still in the shop, Andy, by the way.
I can confirm for you that the 2.4-liter Chevy engine is a pile of garbage. So is the 1.4-liter turbo they stick in the cruise. That was one email.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, now, real email time. Second email, a day later.
All right.
Gentlemen, you mentioned me sending my children to college, and this is happening sooner than you might know. Sandy is 17 and a senior in high school. She wants to be a vocal music teacher. And we're taking a day trip on Friday. That's today.
Ooh. Last Friday.
He sent this on Valentine's Day. By the way, happy Valentine's Day.
Mm. Oh, thanks.
We're visiting one of the schools that she was accepted. Have you played any cool games lately?
Oh.
My wife is obsessed with Tiny Town, a board game, and Mandy and I are playing through Dark Souls 2.
Oh, fun.
What was it? Sandy, Mandy, and...
Candy.
Candy.
Yeah.
His, Andy's
We three assume
daughters.
His daughter's names.
Oh, okay. Good. I thought these were given names, maybe.
Mandy, back to the college thing. Did your parents, help you figure out college?
Sandy.
No.
Because mine sure as shit
That's
didn't.
Why I didn't go.
I like completely botched the shit out of college for a decade
because
I had no idea what I was doing.
But they would have
If I'd gone to BYU, it's like an established procedure and they already have that figured out. And I was like, well, I'm not going there.
You had stopped being a Mormon at 18?
Yeah. Well,
about college time, about time to...
It was like right when I turned 18, I was going off to the dorms at Western. But I knew before I wasn't going to go. It was weird. Back when I was in the church, there was like a gap year between high school and when you go on your mission. You had to be 19 to go for some reason. I think they've now moved it down to 18.
You got
to
get those kids out before they can
think for themselves. Yeah.
Can't
so
get a year off
before they send you off.
Too many Johns happen.
Right. God, we're hemorrhaging Johns. We got to plug this hole. So I had a year to kind of do whatever. And it was kind of the unofficial plan. Oh, I'll just go to Western for a year, Western Oregon University. And, but as soon as I moved out, I was like, I'm gone. But my parents didn't help me fill out FAFSA. They didn't explain scholarships or student loan debt or any of this stuff. It was just completely, I don't know, you figure it out.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys experience this. When you're filling out your FAFSA, you're considered under your parents' income until you're independent of them financially. I think you're 24, 23, something like that.
Yeah.
And so I'm 18. I just moved out of my parents' house. I have no money. But as far as the government's concerned, I'm making an adult middle class man's salary.
Yeah.
And so they're like, well, you can get fucked. Anyway,
I remember
I really fucked up college. So I'm happy to hear Andy's helping out his daughter.
Yeah, good job, Andy. Yeah, looking back on it, I am very happy with where I ended up. However, I was accepted to U of O. I was given a scholarship and I just never made it down there because it was scary.
Yeah, like, it's far away.
It's far away. It was scary.
Yeah.
At the time, my parents had just split up. I'm living with my dad. Yeah, he's working like 80 hours a week. He's not helping me fill out FAFSA. I mean, he did a great job, but you know, it's not
on their radar.
No, obviously they got two younger brothers for me to raise and they needed a lot more attention.
When your dad went to college, it was a whole different game.
I think it was a lot simpler.
You could work during the summer and earn enough to pay for college.
Yeah.
And it all kind of like made sense. Now college is 10 times more expensive than it was then.
Yeah. You could work at a grocery store or a lumber yard for the summer and be like, no, I made my college tuition.
I made my $1,500 on set for the year.
Go ahead and pay it. And now they're like, well, it's going to be $28,000 for the in-state term.
It's wild.
Like, wait, what?
Yeah. So don't send your kids to college, Brooks. It's a bad idea.
Actually, I can recommend electrician number one, plumber number two.
I was trying to see.
Plumber number two.
Yeah, there we go. One of those two trades, man. It's just.
I was seeing if Jamie wanted to become an electrician just as a...
For fun?
For funsies.
No, to be a job. They make a lot more than teachers. She could handle it.
For sure.
Right? I mean, it's just...
The problem is the apprenticeship. Yeah. You got to do...
Takes a while.
It's school and working for 6 years before you're that journey.
And you probably have to go to CCC.
But why?
Clackamas Community College for the school.
I think that's
where all the trades
everyone goes. Yeah.
Fucking racket. Electrician racket. It's three wires, right? Come on.
How hard can it be? Sometimes it's six.
Yeah.
Okay. How hard could it be? People are too scared. You really don't need to go for 6 years to be an electrician.
Yeah, electricians
Look
are
at
a
me.
Joke.
I'm 90% there.
Look at all this wiring.
Completely up the code. Real clean.
My house hasn't burned down yet.
I mean, just like with anything, like you can learn it. The bar is low to get in, but mastering it, I think, is the issue.
Oh, we don't need a master.
No, you just need to get enough. Like, I dabble in electrical work all the time. I mean, I worked in low voltage, right?
Right,
which is mostly inputs and outputs for what I was using, but it translated to commons and hots and grounds. And
it kind of gives you an understanding how circuits work.
Kind of, yeah. But if I get into anything beyond a super, super, super basic three-way switch, I am out of my element and in trouble. Like, there is a nuance to it. 6 years does seem like a long time.
Yeah, 6 years is too long. But you are working full-time.
Yeah,
you go to school like once a week.
I gotta be honest, man. I can learn a trade in
two of those.
Less than 6 years if I'm working it full-time.
I think a lot of it, too, is I've been thinking a lot about this lately. we have a nanny and she's 22 or 23 or somewhere in there. And when you turn 18, you go out in the world, you're like a baby adult. You know what I mean? And you're just like getting your legs underneath you, figuring out how the world works. And so probably built into that 6 years of plumbing training is like you just stop being a dumbass kid.
Yeah.
And it's better if you're 25 when you start being in charge of things that matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's more babysitting, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Just give you some time to get all that dumb shit out.
Well, and I mean, there's just little things like how you handle a pair of pliers, like how I handle a pair of pliers versus how someone that's never handled a pair of pliers.
Oh, those weird shaped hammers?
Yeah.
Are you talking about?
Yeah. The two handled hammers.
Oh, okay.
Like, I imagine there's just a fair amount of just motor skills that you need to learn at the same time, but nothing that's really keeping you from doing the job. So, Brooks, you might be right. It might be a racket. I think IBEW 48 is going to come after you now. But
I think, yeah, fuck them.
Come for me.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm part of the Teamsters.
Yeah. Two or three years of that is just how to roll up an extension cord, right?
Oh, yeah.
Brooks is
okay.
Extension soft cord. Spot for Brooks. How do you roll up an extension cord, Brooks?
It doesn't fucking matter.
It does, too.
Oh,
it
shut
does,
your
too.
Fucking mouth.
Sit down.
If you walked out, Mike, I'm taking my shirt off.
I will fight you.
That's one thing I will not. You will
fired.
Not roll an extension cord over your over your elbow.
I can
not
do
mine.
Whatever
not
I want.
Mine. You
this
roll
seems
up
like a really like touchy nerve with construction guys, and Brooks hit on it in a TikTok.
Have you ever worked with a kinked cord?
Yeah,
I didn't know what an unkinked cord was until I started taking care of my
Who
own
cares?
No, my cords are
kinked all the time.
What? I'm constantly stepping over them.
Who cares? I step over shit. You gotta lower your standards, Dave.
No, that's it.
Deal with things.
You gotta have things.
I'm master
have
dealing
things
with
nice.
Things. No,
gotta keep them nice.
Or
the
what?
Gucci way of doing things.
Or what?
I think
what?
It's just,
the difference
just better
is
that way.
You want that cord to last 30 years instead of
20, I don't care how long it lasts. I just
years.
Don't want it to be kinked up.
It's just how
See,
it looks.
Dave has to go to his extension cord 10 times a day. Mm-hmm. Brooks does it once a month.
Yeah.
Twice a month. That's the difference.
I just kick it over into the corner most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I just bundle
I think,
it up.
Did I tell you not to roll my extension cord like that? When
probably.
Yeah.
When I'm working with guys, you probably showed me how, and I was like, thanks for showing
it's
me.
It's just like a mic cable or whatever. Just roll it. But
no, mic cables are more important than extension cords is what I hear.
Yeah, see. Yeah. Well, because you can kink the actual. Yeah, kink the
wires. Oh, man. Yeah, speaking of fine wires, I still have your headphones at my work. I tried to solder the headphone wires. Have you guys ever cut open the wire in a headphone?
Yeah, it's not much there.
It's like a whisper of a wire in there.
It's not much there.
And it's got like an insulated cladding on it that I was trying to use like the heat shrink tubing to keep them isolated because there's three inside. Nope. No dice. I'm soldering under a fucking microscope with tweezers and I couldn't fix those headphones.
I got something for you to fix. We'll talk about it later.
Oh, later. Okay. All right.
It's a kinked extension cord.
It's a kinked my extension cord's fucked. It's wrong way. It's all twisted inside the jacket.
All right.
Superfan Joe sent us in 100 great questions.
Great questions. Let me ask you. When was the last time you looked at one of your yearbooks? Oh, that's a fun question.
Oh.
The last time I looked at a yearbook, I was at Pete's house probably 10 years ago, and he pulled out our middle school yearbook. Mm. We went to school in middle school together. And the fucking paper was yellow. It was so old.
Yes.
And I felt old as hell.
This is middle school. That's about 30 years-ish.
No. 25.
28. 28. What are you, like 8 or 9 going into?
Yeah. So, I don't know, 10. So, like 28
okay, so
years ago.
10, 28 years. All right. We'll keep it under 30.
I was like, I'm older than this paper's falling apart.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been
a long time since I looked at my yearbook. I had a bowl cut.
Yeah, I don't need to look at myself.
Yeah.
My wife has my senior picture up on the
I
on
have
the
your
refrigerator
senior picture when you call me. Yeah.
It's my contact.
Yeah.
My photo.
My brother Ryan actually earlier this week sent a picture of me from my yearbook to me for some reason.
Okay.
So handsome.
Our friend Aaron's in there. Same page.
Yeah.
He's got similar close last names.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And my yearbooks are over here. I'm pointing over there.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, I see them.
We could look at them right now and be like, right now.
Talk about
them. Wow. Yeah.
Actually, you went to another guy. You went to school with another guy I know. I don't know how well you knew him, but yeah, he'd be in there.
Let's look him up after.
Yeah,
hey, sure I could look up my cousin.
All sorts of people.
Hayden's in there.
Yeah, we could look up Christopher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love calling him Christopher now. Just to change that.
Christopher O'Donnell?
No, Cosmo.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Cosmo would be in there, right?
You call him Christopher?
Yeah, just to fuck with
that's
him.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's what Kirsten
it's right.
Calls
it's weird, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't like that. No, his name's Cos. All right. Let's burn one more. After you've dropped a piece of food, what's the longest you've left it before eating it?
I've known that you can leave it a lot longer because I watched my 2-year-old niece eat crackers that have been sitting outside soaked in water days later
because
she's just a little animal.
I found like crackers in my bed and eating them. Who knows how old they are?
Oh, gosh. I'll be like down in the corner of a chair.
No,
so this is
on the surface of a bed.
I know what you're saying.
I'm eating in my Lazy Boy because I'm single. And I went to grab something that fell down there, instantly picked it up, put it in my mouth. It was not the texture nor temperature of what I was currently eating. So to answer your question, I think it's Joe. Is that it?
Yeah, Joe.
Answer your question, Joe.
Far too long.
Undetermined.
Oh, no. That's a very upsetting.
It's weeks.
I was getting just for a TikTok video. I was looking in my couch cushions and I found a what are those candy corn?
Oh no!
I ate a piece of candy corn like a couple weeks ago for TikTok.
That's fine though.
How old is that?
Like candy corn keeps forever, right?
That's true.
No, yeah. So I think I remember
the waxy texture and interior.
It's already wrapped in wax. Good.
It was from Halloween, but I feel like I ate it like a bag of them like a month after Halloween. So I mean, like, oh man,
you ate a whole bag of candy corn?
Dear Lord,
a small bag of candy corn.
I know.
I like have one candy corn. I'm like, oh, that's why I don't eat that.
You don't, John. I thought you appreciate candy.
Candy corn's fine. I will eat it if there's like a bowl out.
But each time you eat it, you're just like, that's like waxy sugar.
I can't imagine eating a bag of it.
It was lean times.
Okay,
there wasn't much candy in the house.
There was no candy.
You didn't text in that.
It was your
time
last candy.
It was like the last of the kids' Halloween candy that I'd stolen from them.
I'm picturing like a pound bag, like of rice.
No, this was like
Brock's.
Yeah, Brock's.
This is like the fancy Jelly Belly candy corn.
There's fancy
artisan candy
corn.
Artisan.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Jelly Belly size. You
artisanal.
Know?
Artesian?
Artesian?
I'm just saying. That's an artesian well.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Like no, that's not
spring
it.
Spring fed.
Artesian candy corn.
Yeah.
I was got confused.
Candy corn and Peeps on the same level for me. Sugar in a shape for me.
Marshmallows, terrible.
Yeah, sugar in a shape.
Really, marshmallow in general?
A bag of marshmallows?
I mean, to roast or put in hot cocoa.
In other stuff.
Or melted over yams during Thanksgiving.
Okay. All right.
I like the candied yams.
Yeah.
Ooh, save some Peeps and put them over your yams. I wonder what that would be.
You know what?
It's not a bad idea. I like it.
But normally, I mean, it's not like I have a dog, so if I leave it on the floor for too long, the dog eats it.
True.
Do you have a... You don't have a dog.
I am dogless right now.
You used to have a little wiener dog?
I had, Richard.
Oh.
He was a good dog.
Richard.
Yeah, I've been dogless since 2010, which is, I mean, if I see someone else with a dog, I'm best friends with them because I want to pet their dog normally. And I get a lot of clients' dogs and my siblings have them. But I'll get one soon. As soon as I get my own place.
But all right. When I go to people's houses who don't have dogs and picking... Like John's
it's the worst. It's a fucking nightmare.
I'm like, drop.
I have to pick up those goldfish.
Yeah,
it sucks.
Not me. I drop shit on the ground, and I'm like, I call for my dog to come from, and she's 14. Her hearing's bad, so I have to yell. It would be much easier if I just picked it up off the ground and ate it.
Well, what if it's wet though?
But I don't want to bend over.
You're not picking up wet stuff.
No.
On a hardwood floor?
No.
On a carpet, right? To get it up as soon as possible.
If it's wet.
How wet?
No, I mean to put in your own mouth.
Oh.
Like you drop spaghetti on the ground.
I thought we were still talking about
up.
Feeding the dog. Yeah. No, absolutely. It's got to be dry. Yeah. You're not picking up spaghetti off the ground.
No.
One hair is enough to ruin any food.
Yeah.
So if there's any chance of getting even hair.
If you know it's your hair, does that matter?
Beard.
Ball hair?
No. Hair, yes.
Well, like, maybe I'm eating macaroni and cheese or something, and I pull out a long hair, I know it's either my wife's or my daughter's.
Do you finish slurping at that?
That doesn't bother me.
It turns my stomach a little.
Okay.
Do you?
But if I'm in a restaurant, I'm like, ah.
But no, it's a length thing too. I think it runs about, I would say,
oh,
about
5 threshold.
Inches. 5 inches. No, 3 inches of hair.
So a 2-inch hair, fine.
Fine. No, it's fine. Like, I don't know why. Like, I can see the beginning and the end of the hair, maybe. I don't know
why. And
what
you go, oh, that's some man's hair. That's fine.
Yeah, it's misogyny. This is what my real...
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's real issue. Like,
if you get that...
women's hair.
If you get that hair and you realize it's Tanya's long hair, unless she has a short haircut, I don't know. I haven't seen her for a while.
Who knows?
Who knows?
It's a mystery.
It's real short.
But do you just, like, put it into your mouth and swallow it? Or do you pull it out?
No, yeah, just chew it down.
Chew it.
Yeah.
Beard hair, though, is just like, it's just eat it.
Oh, yeah, I'm eating a lot of it anyway. Yeah. You know, from like, oh, guys I know. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Back to dogs real fast. I have a quiz for you, a dog quiz.
Okay.
There's a breed of dog. I don't want to say it to influence your answer. It's a breed of dog. It's similar to like a St. Bernard, but it has different colors on it. It's like a big, fluffy, mountainy kind of dog. It's called something
Great
mountain dog.
Bernese mountain dog.
Say it again.
Bernese.
Bernese. Burmese.
You say Burmese.
Great Bernese.
Okay, you know this.
Yeah, I do know this.
Oh, you got me beat. Yeah. I thought it was Burmese.
I did too.
From the country Burma,
yeah.
I guessed.
Burmese.
It's Bernese. It's from the city Bern in Switzerland. And it is like a subset of the St. Bernard.
Yeah.
Well done, David.
Those are cool dogs. I had a dog book growing up before we got our first dog, our Newfoundland. And Bernese Mountain Dog was on the list of something we were considering out of our price range.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're fancy.
They're fancy dogs.
Or there's like the Tibetan Mastiffs.
Tibetan
like
Mastiff,
that,
I think, is
fluffier.
The most expensive dog you can try to buy.
Shar Pei's are pretty expensive, too.
Shar Pei. But isn't a Tibetan Mastiff like...
Yeah.
Like 10? Six figures?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
For the fancy breed.
Yeah, yeah. Bernese is something, is a dog I would consider when I get my next dog, is I consider Bernese.
Okay.
Another cool subset of that is the Greater Swiss Mountain Dog, which is just as big but with short hair, so they just look super jacked.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they're big old thick dogs.
All right. I would love a big dog someday, but not in my little house.
No, get a small dog.
I had a small dog. I don't like small dogs.
I love wiener. I love wiener dogs still.
Yeah.
I'm considering a corgi because I feel like that's a nice middle ground.
Okay.
But I'll probably end up with a lab or a retriever or Bernese.
I feel like a big dog would be fun.
Yeah, they're fantastic. There's
and then
lot
they
to
die
pet.
Sooner, too.
Yeah.
Well,
8 years.
Yeah, you don't have to keep them around forever.
So
oh, another thing I've been saying wrong for years. Did you know it's Brussels sprout?
No.
It is.
Not Brussels sprout?
Nope.
Everyone just combines that last S with the first one.
They melt those S's together. Yeah. It's Brussels. I think the city.
I'll never change.
Sprout. Brussels sprout. I was looking at the bag. I was putting some in the freezer.
They misspelled this. Look it.
And I go, hey, wait a second. This is Brussels?
This is one of
sprouts?
The reasons I don't read things.
I would have been better if I had
learned.
Yeah. I should have taken a note.
I read
from
a book.
Bro. What book?
Redwall.
Oh, hell yeah. So after we talked about it, it's now getting picked up into a TV show.
Yeah, Netflix picked it up.
They're listening to our podcast.
I guess so.
Taking ideas.
Yeah, you texted me about that, and I went over and I found it. I'd read half of it to the kids at camp last summer.
Uh-huh.
And I went a couple chapters back and just burned through it on... I haven't worked all week. It's just been snowing. So
right.
Week, yeah.
It's a good
like
week to read.
It was good.
It holds up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking
no
weasels.
Spoilers. They wrapped that thing up in a hurry. I didn't realize. Yeah.
Gotta end this.
I was like, man, they still have a lot to wrap up here. And I'm like, there's three chapters left.
Yeah.
Chapters left. The hero's still somewhere else. It's like the whole thing is going on.
I've been doing a lot of reading lately on my phone, which I know is not the best way to read, but mm-hmm. It's a way I can read.
In short spurts instantly. Yeah. And then it connects back to your Kindle. Great job, Kindle.
Oh, I don't have a Kindle. I just read on my phone. Yeah. And I can do it in bed. That's my main thing. Because I can't have a light on because the baby, whatever. When you're reading digitally, you have no feel for where the end of the book mm-hmm. is. Mm-hmm. Ordinarily, when you're reading a book, you're like, okay, there's a thin bit of book left. They got to wrap this up. And I'll be reading along and it'll just be over. And I'm like, I'm like surprised by the end every time.
Well, they give you estimates of how long is left in the chapter based on how quickly you flip the pages, right?
I don't look at those metrics.
Oh, the number down in the corner that says 3 minutes left in chapter?
When I'm reading, it's just text.
Oh, okay.
And I just scroll.
What do you read? Do you read on the Kindle app?
No, I read on my phone. I have just some free ebook.
Oh, I guess getting a free is nice. I just pay for them.
No,
but...
no, I don't pay for shit. I can avoid it. Back to Andy's question about video games.
Mm. Andy,
I'm playing a fun game called Dyson Sphere Program, where you're a robot on a planet. You're building a Dyson Sphere, which is like a wrapping around a whole star. It's very nerdy. Not related to the vacuum cleaner. That's what you're wondering.
The Dyson Sphere is this something that's, what am I thinking of?
Science fiction?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Proposed, like, yes, something we correct. Could do. Why would you build a sphere around?
The ultimate progression of, like, solar panels. You're collecting some the sun's energy, and then eventually you have a big one in space, and then at some point you would just wrap the whole star and collect all of its energy.
Now, is the Dyson Sphere a specific shape of a sphere, or is it something that collects...
It's just a sphere.
It's just a sphere. And
the idea is that you're collecting all solar energy.
Okay.
To be used by your advanced civilization.
Huh.
Yeah.
Sounds like a pretty nerdy but cool game.
It's very nerdy.
I downloaded Tetris Connect, which is an updated version of Tetris, and they know their audience because it's like some really chill house music playing, and it's like space themes.
Is there another shape? Do they come up with another shape?
They did not come up with another shape, but they play some chill music, and you play against like different stars, and you're floating through, and it's a very chill.
Oh, relaxing.
Smack and I and Beef, we've all got on it.
Are you playing on Xbox?
Yeah, on Xbox. It was fun. Easy to get into, hard to master. Like, yeah. we found the end of our skill set really quickly.
Dude, there's some people out there who are so good at Tetris.
Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy.
And Battletoads. They released Battletoads and updated
really?
It. I just downloaded it, yeah.
Is it fun?
I haven't got to play it yet.
Okay.
I downloaded it today. So I heard it's a three-player kind of fun goof-around game. If you play I think Battletoads was on the original NES.
It was.
Yeah, and then updated versions throughout there. So they have, I think it's the NES version, updated and re-graphic.
Famously hard.
Yeah.
Famously challenging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brooks and I, before the pod, were talking about the re-release of Mario 3D World Land or something. It was like a Wii U game.
Okay.
It's like a remaster.
Oh.
Looks pretty good.
Your son mastered the last one, right? He like completed the whole 100% of the whole game. Am I remembering that correctly? Or is that Pete's kid?
No. My kid plays Mario.
Your kid played Mario?
My kid.
Did your kid complete the entire game then?
Not the
Yeah,
whole.
He can beat.
Oh, yeah.
He beat his, he started his own, I think accidentally, profile on the Switch, and he's got all the way to the end and beat Bowser.
That's incredible.
And I don't play it at all. I mean, I played through it once with him when I first got the Switch, and then he played a bunch of my game.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, he somehow got a different profile and started playing.
<Good for him.
laughs> And he had to start over, and he's like, oh, yeah, I know how to do that.
And
he's very good at Mario.
He just destroyed the whole thing. And then your son plays, Brooks's son plays Minecraft.
Yeah. And Minecraft. He doesn't get to play that often.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think during the week, he can play on Tuesdays and Fridays with me on the weekend. But that's like one of the things that has got him reading. Because he can research, like, whatever. Mm. So he's sitting...
I don't know if you know this, Dave. There's Minecraft books.
No, he's learning
and
about...
And manuals and
he's
stuff.
He's learning
That's
about
incredible.
How to do different things and just, like, studying up, like, way more than I was ever into for any video game. But he's playing...
Terraria?
Terraria.
Oh, cool. That's a good game.
He just started playing that, and he's way into it, and he wants to... Have you played that game, John?
It's like a 2D Minecraft kind of.
Yeah, okay. So you can build all...
Yeah.
It's a sandbox game, as he's explaining to me, and has just been doing so much research. Like
That game's pretty in-depth.
That's a really good life skill if you think about it, though. That's,
yes, it is.
Just, to be able to research and then go implement after your research. And at a young age, that's pretty cool.
Like, actually. He probably only gets to play 5 hours a week or something, 6 hours a week, but he's researching for 10, 15 hours.
He's putting in the homework, man.
Like, I came home from work today and he was sitting looking at the wiki for the game, just looking at all the things and reading up on
them. Oh, no spoilers, Jackson. You're going to ruin it.
And he's just like, yeah, I mean, I'm proud of him. I haven't played. He wants to play with me, but I think it's a one player game.
You can play over the internet with other people. Maybe I don't have. I don't think I have it for the Switch.
It's not for the Switch. He's got it on his computer.
Oh yeah, we'll hook it up, and I'll just fucking destroy him.
We have three laptops now, so now we're playing most games on computers. We don't even play the Switch that much.
Oh, the poor sad Nintendo down here. Neglected.
But I'm getting good at using my fingers and the keyboard and the mouse now.
Yeah.
For playing Minecraft.
Oh yeah.
I'm good at it.
I can't stand it on the Switch. I don't know how anyone plays Minecraft on the Switch. People play it on their phones.
People play it on Xbox.
Yeah.
Can you imagine dropping and building all that stuff with Xbox controllers?
No, you need a mouse.
Yeah, it's insane. There's three friends I play with that will play Minecraft together, our age, and they'll play for 6 hours in a setting. In a sitting, they'll just keep going.
Oh yeah,
it's
crazy. Minecraft is like that though. You lose track of time.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm no better. I'll do it with the other games I play. But yeah.
I've started my own that I've been playing when the kids go to sleep.
Do you play open world or do you play co-op?
He plays peaceful.
No. I play the whatever regular
survival.
Yeah.
So I got like this awesome farm going on, and I got these cows.
You got cows.
I breed them. And then I slaughter them.
Oh my!
Get that meat.
I got so much meat.
Oh boy!
Right, I am always impressed when I see people's large scale, two scale recreations of actual cities and stuff.
Yeah,
that people make in Minecraft.
People are very dedicated.
Yep.
It's surprising how much free time.
Well, I'm
we
sure
have.
We'll see Jackson's in no time. I'm
oh
sure.
Yeah. He's got the Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
He's not about building things in there. I'm more about like he wants to go. I don't know. Get the cool stuff.
Mine stuff.
All right. I've started finally crossing things out of these books. This is going to be a one-time use book. The Big Book of American Facts. 1,000 interesting facts. Did you know? This is weird facts here. What the fuck? Another colonial fact?
Before America was America.
What the fuck? Okay. Apparently, in colonial New England, pumpkins were used as tools for haircuts.
What?
It was in fashion to cut hair in a round uniform style. So pumpkins were perfect guide for these pumpkin heads.
What kind of hillbilly bull cut bullshit is this?
I think it happened one time.
Yeah. Fucking one pumpkin
guys, I did it as a joke.
Like the dude writing this book found a picture of some asshole with a pumpkin on his head.
Well, here
he's like, fuck it.
It's just,
I don't know. Colonial, does that work for you? I got to come up with 1,000.
Well,
I'm
due
by tomorrow.
Well, you talked about your bowl cut. See, you just cut the pumpkin into whatever shape you want first.
There's not a pumpkin big enough.
Yeah, that's how the mullet was. The guy cut the pumpkin.
He said that.
Oh, it's so many steps.
He used a gourd.
I mean, cutting hair is not that hard, everybody.
You need something. And if you don't have
you do just have a buzz.
Well, yeah, I do just buzz my hair every 3 months. But
they didn't have bowls back then.
All right. Yeah, you know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
You ever try to carve a bowl? I'm sure it's a lot more work than. Yeah.
Yeah, how do you make the first bowl? Huh?
You use
another
pumpkin.
put some clay inside of a pumpkin.
Pumpkins all the way down.
Wait for the pumpkin to rot away, and then you have a bowl. Right? Pumpkin.
That makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's wrap this up. David?
Yes.
Thanks for coming.
Have a nice day.
It's
I hope you can make
guys.
It next
I enjoy
week.
It, yeah.
We'll see you next week.
All right. Oh, possibly. Yeah. I'm pre-invited?
Not 5 minutes from now.
No, we wouldn't do that. We wouldn't lie to you, the loyal listener.
Here, keep talking while I get this outro music so I don't have to do any edits to this podcast.
So what do you want to talk about next week? We burn everything?
I still got more.
Okay, good.
Anyways, thanks, Dave.
Thanks for coming on, David.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you.
Bye-bye.